Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's a good Padres talk this week, Woods. Earlier, we heard a little bit from Blake Snell appearing on the R2C2 podcast.
Yeah, it was a vibe.
How excited he was coming to the Padres. And the key there was he's leaving a World Series team, and he's excited about the talent he's joining.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, man, now I don't, you know, I got all this help here in San Diego. Got Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr. I don't have to hold a 1-0 lead every single day. I've got this great lineup. He's coming from a team that was 2 games away from winning the World Series.
Pretty nuts.
He's not coming from the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's coming from the Tampa Bay Rays. So we've had some good Padres talk this week. It is a very big day, and we're about to be joined by the Padres International Scouting Director, Chris Kemp. We'll do that after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Auto Club. The new year, great time to review your auto insurance policy. Visit AAA.com/insurance for a free quote and find out how much you could save. Find competitive rates on auto insurance through AAA. Visit AAA.com/insurance today. And joining us right now, big day, important day for the Padres and really every team in Major League Baseball as the international signing window opens. Padres International Scouting Director Chris Kemp is here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Chris, it is good to have you on this morning.
Yeah, always a pleasure. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, man. So you are actually calling us live from the war room in the DR. You're in the Dominican Republic right now.
Yeah, a beautiful complex in Plan, Ohio. We kind of rolling through the day, just got off a conference call in Panama, and looking to sign a couple more guys in Venezuela in the next hour.
So how does it work? I mean, you've got scouting kind of leaders in countries throughout Latin America, South America, Asia, wherever guys are coming from. You've got scouts there, and you've got to coordinate all of these guys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no different than the States, no different than someone that's going to cover Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, Oklahoma. Ours is just more, Curacao, Bahamas, Japan, Panama. We're a little more scattered.
Now, so how's it going so far? Can you give us and the listeners an update on what you guys have done, who you've signed?
Yeah, started off today with Victor Acosta. On our board was one of the top shortstops in the DR. According to our scouts, it's stars align. You're looking at a Francisco Lindor, Jose Ramirez type of package, switch hitter that uses the whole field. He's a plus runner, should stay at shortstop. Next guy, Samuel Savala, kind of a, Dave Justice, Carlos Gonzalez, left type of look, should stay in center field. Needless to say, our scouts in Venezuela are pretty excited right now to get him across the line and off to a good start, and actually just signed our first ever player from the Bahamas. Right-handed pitcher Evan Sweeting agreed earlier this morning. So kind of expanding our market. And then another guy to Panama, Yariel Moreno, number one pitcher in Panama. So we got him across the line probably 30 minutes ago, and looking forward to finish strong today.
Now, are these all 16-year-olds? Is that pretty much the case on this International Signing Day?
Yeah, I'd say majority of them are 16, 17 years old. A couple guys that are maybe 18. But, yeah, for the most part, we're signing guys that are 16, 17 years old.
So how hard is that? Because, a 16-year-old, there's still a lot of development to go. You don't even know what their final body is going to look like. I know, Fernando Tatis Jr. signed as a 16-year-old in the White Sox organization. He wasn't necessarily projected to be Yeah, Fernando Tatis Jr. at that point.
Chris, you should have seen my body when it was 16. You should see it now.
Oh, we've been able to project on that pretty good.
Yeah, you saw it at Fantasy Camp every year. I mean, this is what could happen. Yeah. So you really got to be careful
hurdles,
about where you put your money.
Thrills. Oh, yeah.
Is there a way you guys look at that, though, and, like, think this guy's going to fill out?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's just time spent on the ground, you know? Like, okay, what does the family look like? And you're just watching these guys over time. A lot of these guys, we've been following for 3-4 years. I mean, that's just the truth. And you're going to see developments. You know, you see a guy after 3 months, you start to see them change. You come back a couple weeks later, and it's really trusting your scouts and having your scouts follow the guys that you like and staying on the trail. And you start comparing them to other kids in the market. Okay, this guy in DR versus these three guys in Venezuela, you bring your scouts in for meetings. You're always comparing guys. When we're allowed to, we'll bring them all to the same field at our complex and, you know, for a full kind of combine evaluation. And you really trust in your gut and going with your instincts more so than anything. You know, there's not a lot of stats down here. There's not high school leagues. There's no college video to look at. There's no SEC stats. There's no TrackMan. It's all pretty natural grassroots scouting, and, you know, you got to go with your gut.
We are talking to Chris Kemp. He is the International Scouting Director for the San Diego Padres here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Chris, so I know there was a piece about you in the UT, and you were talking about just how interesting and, I guess, difficult it is sometimes. You sign these kids at 16, and there is absolutely no guarantee in the game of baseball, A, that they will make it, you know, to their 18, 19. A lot of guys just don't make it. It's a very hard game to succeed in. But then when you do see guys packaged in a trade to go get, you know, more established players, for you who, like you said, you've been down there in the DR doing grassroots scouting, it's got to be tough, but you also have to be proud of the job that you do.
Yeah, I mean, you really ride in both sides of the line. You know, when you call Luis Patino, and it's pretty emotional, man, and he's saying thank you, and you're kind of going over old stories, and you're kind of closing the book on that. You know, it's hard. But then you change pretty quick when you start looking at Blake Snell video and you're looking at, you know, Blake Snell coming into town and what he's going to bring to the city and what he's going to bring to Petco Park, and he's going to pack it out and he's going to win us 20 games and go after a Cy Young, and we're going to chase down that first World Series. And it's like, dude, Luis Patino, Cole Wilcox, those guys that were in that deal, is like, we love you. Like, thank you. And now we have Blake Snell. And you kind of, you know, you flip the switch pretty quick. And, like, same thing with the Clevinger deal, you know, losing Gabriel Arias and Owen Miller and those guys, that was really hard. We're at USD at our alternate site and getting ready for practice. And we had to call those guys into a meeting with Sam and AJ and Riley. And we're telling Gabriel Arias that, you know, you're leaving town, and there's just tears streaming down his face. And it's not easy. But then you see Mike Clevinger walk in the door. It's like, okay, let's go. You know, like, this is some real stuff going on. We're going to go after a World Series. And, you know, Reginald Preciado and Ishmael Mana, who we just signed, you know, 18 months ago, and credit to our player development, credit to our scouts on the ground, those guys have enough early value to bring Yu Darvish to Petco Park. And Yu Darvish is going to sell out Petco Park, and we're going to be in the playoffs and making that run. So, definitely riding both lines with the kids, and if we do part ways, but also knowing what's coming ahead to San Diego these next 4 or 5 years, man, you know, we're locked in.
Chris, can you kind of explain then to fans in your own words? Now, they don't always see, as you said, all these international signees put on a Padres uniform at Petco Park. We've seen some of them, Adrian Morejon, Michelle Baez, Jorge Oña, got up to the big leagues last year. A lot of the other ones, though, will end up traded away. But when the Padres made that first huge investment, and AJ and you guys decided to spend and, you know, go way past the limit and pay the penalty of the tax, whatever it was, on international signing a few years ago, how critical was that to establishing the team that we now see on the field for the Padres here in 2021?
Man, it was huge. I think it laid us a nice foundation, you know, obviously to turn a lot of those guys into big league product right now, but also just our foundation in scouting and our process and the type of kids we want to sign, the type of players we want to go after, the type of families we want to bring into our organization. And I think once you really just do that over and over again, do that next year. Okay, let's do that again next year. And you're just kind of layering it. And it's, you know, AJ talks about waves of prospects. And, like, I think that year really set our foundation for our process and how we scout down here and how we're going to attack the market. And it just kind of, things keep happening, and it's starting to turn into something pretty special.
Well, Chris, I think Padres fans feel they're in pretty good hands with AJ and yourself when it comes to these decisions on the international market. I'll let you get back to it. I appreciate you joining us from the DR this morning on what is definitely a big day for the Padres and in all of baseball. Thanks, man. Thanks, bro.
Hey, and one quick question. Is Bubs and Lucky's, is everything open back in Gaslamp? I should be back next week. I mean, anything, you know, we get going in Gaslamp, is everything getting back to normal over there?
Nope, not even close.
Do you like socially distanced takeout? Because that's all we got right now. Man, you might want to just stay in the DR.
Stay in the DR.
No, I'm coming back. I'm a Gaslamp guy. I'll be around.
You'd be walking the streets lonely.
Hey, man, someone's got to hold it down, boys. We got to get it back.
We do need to get it back, man. Nothing more I want to do than rage in the Gaslamp pre and post Padre game.
We want to do shows down
there. We don't have to rage. We can walk around. We can do whatever. We got it.
That's fine. That's fine. Get us up. Hit us up when you get back.
Yeah, we'll
take some ground balls.
All right, boys.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks,
Chris Kemp, Padres International Scouting Director.
The best. One of the best Chris Kemp stories when we were at Fantasy Camp. Me and Paulie, they kind of gave us a tour, and he pulled us back, and he took us into the war room, and there's like a giant board, and it's got the names, and I, like, being the curious fella that
I am,
I walk up
to the board. On
the
dry erase board,
yeah,
all the magnets.
And I, like, I look, I'm like, oh, and I, like, go to touch one, he goes, don't touch the board. I was like, all right, not my bad, that's my fault. We're grown, I'm 43 years old at the time.
Like, he can see the look in Woodsy's eyes, he's like, and do not touch the.
And first rule in here is don't touch the board. I was like, yep, I wasn't going to.
Don't take a picture of the board.
No, yeah, no
don't
pictures.
Don't talk about the first rule of the
you
board.
You never saw the
you
board.
You don't talk around the board. You don't talk about the board.
In fact, he's going to cut me for even mentioning there is a board. That board does not exist.
I think they all have boards.
Yeah, great
I think
dude.
They all have boards. Woodsy, you know what we do at the end of every single week here on Ben and Woods?
I'm so excited.
We go back, and we're starting to add some new 2021 flubs.
Yeah, eventually it will be all
to 2021. To our classic 2020 flubs. But whatever, we call it, Paulie's asked me to stall for a little bit before
hello,
we get to there.
Hello, my darling.
We will get to there in just a moment. Maybe
I'm
I'll
opening
read a text
the flubs.
From, I'll wasn't... read a text from Adam. Oh, look, John Heyman just tweeted, Emilio Pagan and the Padres have agreed on a $1.57 million salary for this season, avoiding arbitration. So they got one of them done before having to exchange numbers here in about 70 minutes when the deadline is. So, all right, now I have stalled long enough. Let's get to it. It is time for the flub. No, no. I have not stalled long enough.
My computer is running slow as molasses today. It's opening.
It's all right. We'll We're just read there. Other. We'll read other texts from Adam. He said, oh, look, breaking news. The Tampa Bay Rays are planning to open the 2021 season with a limited number of fans attending games at Tropicana Field. Adam chimes in. How is that different than any other
year?
Is
basketball
going to feel like basketball?
Oh,
basketball,
what is happening? First of all.
And I can't recommend it any less highly than I can the Dongs, which is always a dilemma on our SDCCU Fion hotline. SDCCU
Fion hotline. Thank you very much. My co-host, Ben Higgins. Ben Higgins, what was that?
And hit play for your chance to win a $500 gift card by the Grouts Farmers Markets.
What was it?
Take it for our word for it. It's located right off the 5 off the bay in Chula Vista, 7 Mile Casino, just minutes from downtown.
What?
You know, people are going to want to put an asterisk. I never say that word. An asterisk. Asterisk?
Asterisk.
The way to do it is to wear masks and be courteous of each other. All right, now let's get check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Davis.
Strom comes in, gets the one out he needs.
Strom.
Well, you know, the apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
It does. Woodsy, we got any specific areas you want to go to?
What are specific areas?
Brought to you by Smart Investing. These are difficult times for investors. You buy stocks, sell stocks.
Ooh.
You guys are going to flip out because Bad Mother Chuck. Oh, no.
Oh!
The Bad Mother Clucka.
Ken Rogers, who is a producer in charge of HBO's Real Knox. We had him on.
Wait. What?
Well, they've rebooted everything. Everything that was, you know, any semblance of decent.
Yeah, how many of those reboots are good?
What is a reboot?
Back in the Entercom Empire studio, we have our executive producer. Yes, kill me already. Just shoot it. Go ahead. You saw a kid named Kima Sibaran get cut
by the Seahawks.
Yeah, I was surprised by Padres fans who were criticizing Jace Pedler for backpedaling. We will get to that. Craig Elston will join us, as he does each and every Friday, with his streaming television recommendations. That
what?
Comes to television. You talk a little bit about the unreal.
Oh, yes.
You know how hard it is, though, to have an MVP season?
Yeah.
I think A-Rod only had one. Executive producer Paul Reindel, first time this week, Badakara. Intercom Empire Studios.
Jamul.
It's a maddening, oh, God, maddeningly fine line. The bad mother, the bad motherfucker. Much more of an embarrassment to the game than Trent Richards is. Trent Richards.
You have a winner at Doghouse. You can check him out. Check out the pictures of that food, those food, the delicious food items.
With our senior NFL writer, Alex Adelson.
Mark Melanson catching
and
that
Albies.
Home run.
What's a home run?
I don't know.
Head on into 7 Mile Casino. Play some...
What's a casino?
God dang it. Got me. Paul's not a drug smuggler. What is a smuggler?
Let's check traffic right now. See how the road rays are looking on this Monday morning.
Whoa,
here's Skelly.
Whoa.
He missed that one.
Yeah, the play clock was
whoa,
rolling.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
With the amount of cameras you have
what
placed cameras? Around your house.
Right.
American League MVP, by the way, Jose Abreu, Jose Ramirez, and DJ LeMahieu.
Who is DJ LeMahieu?
Have had to shut down their facility due to a positive COVID test, or multiple potentially positive COVID tests. Breathe easy, play hard, just 5 minutes. Just off the 5 on Bay Boulevard in Chula Vista.
He's only played 6 times all year here on COGO, so, or here on
what?
Here in COVID. So, AJ.
I told you this. God.
The Miami Marlins were probably the worst team in baseball. So, should I send my congratulations to the Padres front office today? Paul Reindel back in our Intercom Empire Studios. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com. We'll chat with everything about that. With
what do
him.
You mean what? We'll chat,
with who everything? With everything with John Boggs? If that could get me Blake Snell, I'd very have to consider that strong.
You'd very have to consider it. I very would have to consider it as well.
The segment of Woods and Ben.
Oh, no.
In which they abandoned their Chief Wahoo logo.
Where's a logo? And European artisan shops, magical lighting displays, seasonal food and beverage. They will keep coming back at no additional charge until they have taken care of your rat program problem. The Heisman Trophy went to Alabama's Devontae Smith.
Who is Alabama?
Winnie Chris this afternoon on San Diego's number one sports station. Uh-oh. In the home of Julio Jones.
Julio!
30-year fixed home run late. We will get to that. First, though, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan and see how Kelly Danick's dogs are doing. They just legit think that Drew Pomeranz belongs there at number two.
What is belongs there? Is right.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Our flubs are flubbing?
At the climax of the flubs,
man,
we have the technological flubs.
Yes!
That's all, folks.
And it's done. Someone just unplug the entire radio station and
plug it back in,
please.
We need a full reboot of it.
We do need a reboot.
We need a reboot of it, a new logo,
we
the
need
whole
a
thing.
3-day weekend is what we need.
Jeez, you're not kidding.
We need
dude.
Some golf, is what we need.
And congratulations.
We made it!
Said 3-day weekend.
Jesus.
Hopefully everybody has a safe and good one out there. We will rejoin you on Tuesday morning with the full cast of Ben, Paul, and
the other guy.
And the other guy.
Yep, he'll be here too.
On Ben and Woods. I still can't remember his name.
He'll be the first one here.
On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.